This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 5th. God's word for you today is secured. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 20, verse 16 to 17. And it says, Mary, Jesus said, she turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher. Don't touch me, he cautioned, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them that I ascend to my Father and your Father. Jesus had not yet gone to heaven to present his blood on the altar for the sacrifices of the sin of humanity, so Mary could not hug him, or it would all be ruined. But after he ascended and came back, the disciples could touch him and hug him because the sacrifice had already been presented at the altar. I said to myself, I have a problem with that. Jesus, you risked my salvation because of Mary? What if Mary was a Nigerian sister and Jesus said, don't hug me. You know Nigerian sisters will not take that. They just hug you regardless. If Jesus says, do not hug me yet, Mary will just jump on Jesus. In fact, because Jesus says, do not, boom, sacrifice, kaput. This is one of the questions I would ask Jesus when I see him in heaven by the grace of God. Lord, please don't be angry. But why would you take that risk because of one woman's cry? Can't you just quickly go, do the sacrifice, and then come back? Will she die? But it shows us how real Jesus is. It shows us how personal Jesus is. Jesus looked at her and said, Mary. And it is obvious that Jesus had a special way of calling Mary because all he needed to say was, Mary, and she responded, Rabboni, for the salvation of all humanity with his blood. For others, Jesus was Rabbi, but for Mary, he was Rabboni, my teacher. Jesus secured the salvation of all humanity with his blood. So, if Jesus does not come back in 1,000 years, your salvation is bought and sealed. If Jesus does not come back in 1,000 years, guess what? There will be no Apple computers. There will be no iPhone 1,000 years from now. There will be another innovation company that will take over. Why? It is because companies do not last forever. If Jesus tarries another 1,000 years, guess what? There will be no United States of America, no Russia, and there will be no Nigeria. I am sure you know this based on the trend, and because kingdoms do not last forever. Some of us have not even thought about it. Nigeria is not going to last forever. America is not going to last forever. And it is simply because kingdoms come and kingdoms go. But Jesus remains the same forever and ever. Where is Emperor Nero today? He persecuted the church and skinned everybody alive. Where is the Hittite Empire and all those empires so strong and powerful? They lasted for hundreds of years, but they all expired. The only entity that remains and will remain is the church. Do you know why the church is so secured? It is because Jesus died and shed his blood for his church. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On
Son, Christ the solid rock I stand. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.